Well, I'm very happy now to be back in the hills of Donegal. I always enjoy visiting here. And I will be out and about with some of our candidates out on the ground. So we will be running 18 candidates in the upcoming local elections in this summer. And, of course, we will be talking to the people of Donegal about the importance of change, the upcoming elections, and asking people for their support and to join with us in pressing for change that will bring huge benefits to the Northwest and to Donegal.
And change is something that you have mentioned, which we've seen a lot of within the Dáil in the last few days, the latest being Junior Education Minister Josepha Madigan resigning and saying she'll not contest the next election.
Well, we are now on our third Taoiseach, soon to be installed, the third Fine Gael, the second Fine Gael Taoiseach in the course of 4 years. The whole thing, to be honest with you, is extremely chaotic. The reality is that we need a general election. The Taoiseach outgoing, Leo Varadkar, stated very clearly that he had run out of energy, he had run out of ideas, and I think that holds for the rest of government. And really, this type of disorder and chaos is not the way to run government. I think the general public's and people's appetite for change, for a new government, for a sense of purpose and direction and new energy is very strong out on the ground. I certainly recognise and realise that, and I think the government ought to as well. And instead of, you know, a small number of Fine Gaelers deciding who will be next to hold the office of an Taoiseach, the highest office in the land, I think the democratic thing to do, the sensible thing to do, the fair thing to do is to go to the people and remember the people at the end of the day are sovereign. They always have to be in charge. So the obvious thing to do is to go to the people through a general election and ask them to decide who should be in government and who should lead that government.